Welcome to Tactical Permaculture. I've worked on projects ranging from the poorest to richest clients, from inner cities to suburbs to farmlands to remote wilderness, from the eco-war front lines to celebrity backyards. In over 25 years of service to the earth and the community of life, I've learned that in the fight for sustainable survival, growing is half the battle. Please go to tacticalpermaculture.com to read my blog, watch my videos, view my photos, access web applications, and click on the join membership link to access exclusive features. March 22nd, 2024, episode 120. This is an announcement of some updates and developments on my website. Something that I have, I don't know if neglected is the right word, but a project that I have put on pause for quite a while now has been working on my photo gallery on my website, which I've decided is going to be the, for now at least, the one and only place that I'm going to put effort into cataloging, archiving my portfolio of permaculture project work throughout my whole career. Meaning, I'm not trying to, at this point anymore, I'm not trying to distribute all these images to every possible social media platform and try to nurture all of the comments and replies and feedback and have it be a sales funnel and all that kind of marketing, branding stuff. I've been blessed to have the good grace not to have to be as profit motivated at this very moment. So it gives me the freedom, at least for now, I've had the freedom to have this so-called brand be more of a art project, labor of love, without having to lean on anyone who's interested in it to try to get them, convert them into a paying customer or a client. Not that there's, I'm not going to say there's not anything wrong with that, but not, it doesn't have to be something very, very wrong and bad about that. I'm trained to do that. I've done it for clients, done it for myself. Internet marketing, it's been my part of my bread and butter for a long time, but I enjoy the grace for me of choosing not to put all my eggs in one or a couple baskets that I don't even own, that I can be kicked off of the platforms for whatever reason arbitrarily with no recourse. I don't like that. I like being in control of my own for all intents and purposes pretty resilient and insecure and un-f-withable in a lot of ways, my node within the internet. For me, it's about, I want to, yeah, put good energy into that project online and not have my energy diluted across a bunch of platforms that I don't have any control over. So, yeah, with that said, I'm trying to take pride in my work on my website, and one of the areas that has been, it was doing fine and it was fully functional, but it was only a fraction of my archive of photography, of permaculture photography, if I dare say so myself, from all of the projects where I took photos. And I said to myself, okay, I've got out of probably something like 5,000 to 10,000 photos spanning 20 plus years, I got it down to about 1,000 photos that I organized in a very meticulous fashion, I would think, in order to create some nuance in how I group them. It's been a journey, because it's not as easy and straightforward as you might think. It's not just like a blog where everything is kind of It may have some tags, but it's ultimately very, very chronological. I'm not organizing it in that way. There's certainly different chapters in my life and different stages of my career, but the to kind of give a bit of an overview of the logic of it, I'm trying to separate from all the photography of permaculture that I have, most of it being my own projects and projects I've worked on as a member of a crew professionally that may or may not have been my client. But yeah, you've got a mix of my own personal projects for my own, the places I've lived that were my backyard permaculture, my front yard permaculture, etc. And then projects that I have been the lead or the foreman on, working for a client and even hiring people to work on my crew. And then a lot of it is job sites that I've worked on as a member of other people's crews. But rather than sort of make a discrete gallery for each site, the way that I realized for it to be most instructive was to sort of separate out process photography, meaning the times where I would have multiple shots that demonstrate the use of a tool or the use of some sort of practice, what I call it, tools, techniques, and procedures, I believe is what I called the heading. So that has a mixture across different sites, across different times, all different contexts. But if there is a grouping of techniques or tools or procedures, whatever, yeah, just now I just blanked on what I just said, but if I can teach a skill set and demonstrate the skill set, then I'll take a sampling from the different year, the different phases, the different job sites and whatnot, and then you even see an evolution of my own development of that skill set. So that's been, yeah, what I've been catching up on recently, and my goal now is to have, I'm about halfway through the 1,000 images, and I was able to create my own sort of content management system, which I won't bore you with the details of it, but it's very, it took me a while to get it dialed in to where I could really rapid deploy these groupings of images and start with a very minimalistic sort of description. Some of the photos have their own, some of the pages in the gallery are just one photo and they have their own dedicated description. Some of them it's up to, I think, over 75 photos on one of the galleries where I just for now have a sort of one single description for my thoughts and feelings and lessons from that process or that skill, that tool, technique, or procedure. And that gives me the ability to, over time, just phase this out and say, okay, why am I sitting on, if I'm not going to post everything on social media and I haven't posted everything on my own website, that's like years of neglecting. I would say that is a form of neglect that I had different entities, different brands, different operating under different names, even just business names and whatnot, but I wasn't, and I was always posting on social media. So in fact, I guess I didn't neglect it. I was just doing what they might call digital sharecropping. I wasn't developing my own real estate in cyberspace. Now I am, and now I have to port over and rebuild all of the postings that I'd already done before. Luckily, I still have them backed up on external hard drives and whatnot. But reconstructing all of those years of posting and doing it in my own, according to my own logic on my own website, that's been a daunting task that I paused, but now I'm catching back up and I've actually retooled to be able to do it in a much more efficient manner. But the objective right now is just mainly to get all those images up so that they can be searchable and they can be navigated in an intelligent manner, in a user-friendly manner, and with for now a bare minimum of descriptions and text, so that there's something there to be searchable that isn't just the file names, the image names, and there's also a sort of a starting point for me to elaborate as I have more time or as or by request, but eventually. To be fair to myself, and this is what this is all about, it's like I look at these photos and I go, you know what, I don't have to post these, I could just let them die with me and be on these hard drives. But I said, no, there was a reason you took that photograph. It meant something to you. It was had its own aesthetic value, or it was part of something that you learned that was an important lesson. So I feel like there is a sense of, even when I look at certain ones and I go, you know what, that's not the best, I could do better, whatever. It's like, no, you honor yourself, post it. If it's not terrible, then post it and give it some description for now. And eventually, if you can, and later, then go back and backfill it. But at least I will know that in a very short amount of time, and I've got, the clock is ticking on me, temperatures are changing, I'm not going to be able to put in very, very, this is going to be my last few weeks of even being able to do long shifts of computing. Pretty soon it's going to be, I'll have a few hours in the morning and then I'll be knocked out by the heat and I'll have to just meditate and study without being very ambulant, if you will. I'll be immobilized by the heat for most of the day and night, and that's creeping up on me fast. So I'm trying to get this done now, so that by the time the real heat becomes all-consuming, I will know that all of my entire permaculture life's work in photography, which I think is pretty nice actually, it shows to me as I look at it, I'm going through it, I go, wow, I really achieved what I set out to achieve, and I'm proud of myself over 20 years into this journey of first being introduced to permaculture and having experience with it. Obviously, when it becomes your day job, then you get more experience than when it was your hobby. So I'm blessed that I was able to make it my day job when I was living in the city. And I have this record of everything that was meaningful from all of those job sites and all those experiences. And I feel like the diagrams and the illustrations, the sketches in the Permaculture Designer's Manual, I feel like I made an honorable and best effort in my projects to this day to bring those illustrations to life in the real world. And so I feel good about teaching, not just, hey, here's my portfolio, you should hire me to consult on site or at a distance or whatever is appropriate. Yeah, it's partially there to be a demonstration of what I've achieved and what I'm capable of, what my background consists of and my proudest moments within it. There's that aspect, but there's also the aspect of, as I explain, talk about, teach, formally or informally, I teach the permaculture design system at whatever level, I have this archive of my own works to reference and say, yeah, this is an herb spiral, this is a swale, this is a thermophilic compost heap, this is a keyhole garden, etc., a hugelkultur mound. I feel like I've checked off for myself almost everything I've wanted to check off. What I wish I had more experience with, and what I hope I will have more experience with someday, is more broad-scale heavy machinery, earthworks. I'm not dying to do that, because I'm happy to be operating with just a shovel and at a human scale. There's a certain grace to that, but I also enjoy it, I will admit. The time that I spent in a bobcat was some of the funnest, most bringing me back to being a kid at the video arcade in some tank game. You know, for me, a Bobcat is as exhilarating as a race car or a tank. And I just felt like once I got into that Bobcat, if I never had to leave it, I would have stayed in it till I died. I would have slept in it, and I would have swaled and ponded the whole world. I would have drove the Bobcat to the edge of the continent and drove it underwater to get all the way to the other side of the pond to continue the swale and make a swale, an underwater swale. No, but seriously. Yeah, that was amazing. That was a lot of fun, the times that I've been able to be in a Bobcat. But point being, it's cool to look back on everything and be reassembling it and go, yeah, I really have, I've had the full spectrum. There's not a lot. There are a few things, yeah, more. I would like to have had more experience when I was working, you know, in the city, more experience with doing animal integration into gardens, but there's only so much you can even legally do with that in most cities. I don't have that much experience doing broad-scale permaculture on farmlands. So those are growth edges for me. But for now, just want to take this moment to acknowledge the power of this process. It's worth doing. It's worth curating a museum of your own accomplishments in a way that doesn't leave you vulnerable to having all that work wiped out. As a matter of fact, what I have posted before, I did export and download a spreadsheet of the titles. So as I'm posting them finally to my own website, which I should have done in the first, I should have reversed the order. It's like post to your own website, and then if you want to go downstream from that, copy the description and the title and use the cropped image and then distribute that out. Now I'm reverse engineering that, and I'm taking the titles that I saved from social media and reapplying them for my own website. But that's been useful that I have that available. And now, yeah, again, it's getting rebuilt in my own real estate online. I just want to say a few words about the design of the usability of it at this stage, and what's coming next for it, is that I realized I had to, this is something that happens a lot in design, is like, why am I getting this sort of energy block where I don't feel motivated to continue with this? There were too many steps in the process of just getting one image to be published on my own website, because I chose to part ways with the security vulnerabilities of content management systems, and I wanted to do it the old-fashioned way and hard code with static HTML my own website from scratch, so it can function and appear in a manner competitive to an average modern content management system, but without all the security risk. Another story for another day. But that just means more manual effort. And then if you want to build tooling that's bespoke in order to run your own, what you would call a headless content management system, where there is no public internet exposed administration panel that I or any hacker in the world can log into to take over my website or deface it, it's far more siloed and locked down than that. But the trade-off is that, yeah, I have to code everything locally and then upload it in a secure manner and make sure it has little to no attack surfaces the way that it's built out. But I wasn't as skilled at the time of starting this as I am now, to where I even knew how to build the tooling to make that process far more efficient. So I realized that one of the reasons that I stopped the process was because there were just too many unautomated manual steps, and I decided not only am I going to build the tooling to automate some of those steps, I'm going to remove some of them because it makes it too much of a chore, and I'm not lazy, But if I got to get through all these images in the archive, I want to get caught up to the moment. There's something spiritual even about the feeling that I can't fully live in the present as a digital citizen with my website, because there's this backlog of material from the past that is just piled up. And I look at that pile, and this is something Tony Robbins kind of helped me learn from what he teaches, is the idea of taking a task that's feels too big and too daunting to where it's just demoralizing to think about. You don't even know where to start. And you say you got to chunk it into smaller tasks. There's also something similar called the debt snowball. And then there's the adage of how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, something like that. So for me, I kind of broke through that sort of gallery publishing writer's block, if you will, and I got it down to where I said, okay, no more thumbnails, no more doing twice the work and taking twice the time to create a separate thumbnail file, separate from the full size file, which also has to be resized to about half of the actual photo size in order for it to load quickly but still be large enough to be not distorted and grainy on larger monitors. So there's always a moving target with the sizing and of the images and whatnot, but you got to decide on something. So I wanted to streamline that process. So now the way it works, which I think is very interesting as a user experience, since I have the skills to do a lot more creative design than I did when I started this, the way it works now is that there's one main gallery page where all of the sub-galleries are nested in a list that has sort of section headers. And then within each section, and I don't know off the top of my head, I would be able to name them off, but there's several different sections at this point. I'll keep adding to them and then sort of sorting them over time as I realize I missed ways that they could be grouped more efficiently, or there's some stragglers that could have been tucked away in a more appropriate place. But with that sort of master list of kind of branching out from the sort of categories and subcategories all listed and kind of staggered out, there's kind of bullet point list items, little dots that indent the links. So within each sort of main category, there's a list of pages, and each of those pages may be just a single image, or it may be 100 images or whatever. The fact is, the way it's scaling now is that when you have a list of all of the singles and the collections, I guess is a way to think of it. It comes down to just a list of HTML pages loaded with one or more images, and each with a description that covers a span of images on a page, or an individual description per image if it's a one image page. But what happens instead of having thumbnails for all of those 1,000 odd photos at this point is that as there's a little preview window that shows a small, not tiny thumbnail, but a smaller version of the larger image, and sort of if it's a page that has multiple images, then I'll choose the most interesting one and make that be sort of the preview image for that gallery. So that as you mouse over, it kind of works on a mobile device, although that's something I'll cross later if I'm asked to. But for now, I don't mind that it works on mobile, but it's not a mobile app. It's more user-friendly on a desktop, because what you're able to do on a desktop environment is as you scroll down and mouse over the sub-gallery page titles, the preview image swaps out and changes to the main image of that gallery. So it's a dynamic and more efficient way to just have one image rather than two, rather than a separate thumbnail and a larger image, just one image that gets scaled to fit in the preview box. And it, if my internet connection is pretty slow because I'm way off grid and doing the mobile thing, but if you had a normal wired or wireless kind of normal high-speed internet connection, the size of these files, they're small enough, you're probably going to not have any lag whatsoever. And it's cool, there's actually a way to code images to load on a page only when they're scrolled to. So essentially, if you have, you can get away with that endless scrolling effect even with a full-size website if the tags are put in place that say, yeah, all these images would have normally have loaded in the background, meaning that, you know, you've seen that happen where they just fall into place totally randomly. They don't even go one by one in the order that they're supposed to appear. They just fill in randomly, and sometimes they disappear and then they reappear. I mean, that's kind of an old problem. But what this tag is proving very useful in doing is saying, if you scroll down really fast, whatever's within that range of where you scrolled to is going to load because you're there. And then if you jump around and go back up the top, that's what's going to load. But essentially, you could eventually load all of them, but you'll do it piecemeal rather than waiting for them all to load at once, which is kind of the default. So that's very cool and elegant. That's scalable. It means I can throw however many images make sense to go on one page, and then I can provide that sort of scrolling experience and keep things grouped and themed. So whatever can be grouped will be grouped, and then there's always the ability, if I want to break them up and say, okay, you know what, this is enough, or this is worthy, that this grouping is worthy of its own separate page, then I can always sort them around and still have it be user-friendly and navigable, in the sense that you don't have to click on every link to, you have that preview box, so you don't have to click on a link and load the larger images in order to see what's going on. You can get the preview and just, it's interesting too, because if you just sort of slide the mouse over, then you get a sort of at your own pace slideshow as well. So maybe you just want to browse and you don't know what to look for, you don't know what to search for, and you just mouse over the links and until you find something interesting, click on that, read the little description or what eventually will be more in-depth kind of articles and blog post style pages. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to get this done before it gets too hot, so it'll just be out there doing its thing, available, and I can always add to it as I have time or by request. And I guess it's one of those situations where it worked out for it to, sometimes in different areas of life, you not necessarily you give up on something, but you pause it, and then when you come back to it, you realize, oh, it was very advantageous that I paused when I did, because now I have a fresh perspective on it and I have more new insights to where I can overhaul it or extend it in ways that I couldn't before. So it was actually good that I went back to the drawing board and kind of reskilled and retooled, and now I can transform it, make it easier on me to maintain it. And what I really am looking forward to doing is saying, feeling that relief, a sense of relief, okay, my entire archive is there, my net worth in photography is public in a space that I own and that I manage. But now that that's all out of the way, what it's done, it's blocking my energy, blocking my interest to continue to develop and maintain that moving forward. I post videos and whatnot, which have their own value, but I think it's very necessary and very appropriate to always maintain a sort of legacy, backwards compatible experience of photography. And letting, eventually, I like the idea that every picture's worth a thousand words, or a picture's worth a thousand words. When I feel like there's a story to tell, I will write a thousand words or more. If there isn't much to say about it, I'll be minimalistic and give it a few sentences, but always with the freedom to add to it later. But I just really like the idea of getting the archive published so that I feel like I can live in the now. And I can really, as I was going through this too, I said to myself, man, if it's going to be this much work to actually publish and do a write-up and maintain and do all this web stuff with a photograph, you better be more selective about what you photograph and, you know, edit a lot. That's what I, you know, what I'll do now if I'm going to film or photograph anything. If I'm going to take a bunch of different shots, because I don't know which one the lighting's going to work or which one the sound's going to work, whatever, I'm gonna quickly do a process of elimination to get rid of the scrap and only have the best material to work with and in as elegant and concise of a manner as possible. Therefore, it'll make my job easier. I won't be staring down at this mountain of unfinished business. Now, very shortly, I will have completed that archive, and then I can really put a best effort and better effort into saying, okay, this is an important moment. I'm going to take this photograph with full knowledge that I'm going to hold myself responsible to honor this moment and my effort to do this by giving it the best treatment down the line as part of this curated gallery moving forward, and just be my own personal kind of Nat Geo hobbyist for now with this art form. I have a nice camera. I don't even use it. I mean, to me, a phone is as good as I need now, but there is no, I mean, I guess I would say, I wouldn't say there's no reason, but I have no excuse not to develop that skill set with professional photography. There's no reason. There's no excuse I have. I can give reasons, but there's no excuse I have not to develop that. And I think permaculture needs that. The more rich and positive and thorough representation that the works of permaculture design get, the more powerful it will be, the more momentum the movement will have. So I consider it a duty. And certainly I've been moved by a lot of imagery and a lot of documentaries, and it's my turn to take responsibility now that I don't have a day job and I kind of work for myself. It's just a question of getting the psychology right to be motivated to take tasks, finish them to completion. It's just been this backlog that's been hanging over me that I'm thrilled to be close to the end of, and I hope to enrich your life with permaculture photography and more elaborate article, blog post type text to accompany that. So thank you for enjoying my works. Hope you, after hearing this, maybe think about how you're curating your legacy in digital photography. It's something to take ownership of and pride in, for sure. So hopefully this is inspiring for you to kind of audit that aspect of your life and develop it and evolve it. And I hope you do go and check it out. And if any features you want added, I'll be working on more advanced kind of search functionality and whatnot, and be nice to actually create a bit of a background slideshow. So if I had a presentation or something, or even someone wanted to say, hey, I want a screensaver that's a slideshow of your work, that could be a feature that I can add very easily and not have to install some fishy plugin from some third party, but I can actually hand code that stuff myself and know what's in. I will know what's in the sauce when I code it myself. That's what I like about taking responsibility for my digital survival. With that said, hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Cheers.